I'm ready. Are you ready? Okay, I'm calling the meeting back to order. So I was asking for a set of motions, Marty. I'm told that you have a motion.
Thank you, Marty.
Chairman, I'd like to make a motion. I move that the Planning Commission recommends to the Town Commissioners the draft ordinance. This is the draft ordinance of March 23rd, as amended by discussion agreement
with
the Planning Commissioners at this meeting, the March 1st meeting. And that ordinance approves the conditional use for a restaurant business with Delaware ADCC restaurant and brew pub license at 2100 Coastal Highway.
So that's it. Both ordinances
that's
together.
I've moved that the Planning Commissioners request the applicants to record their acceptance or differences with the draft resolution for consideration by the Town Commissioners. In other words, this would be a letter that the applicants would send to the Town Commissioners, or to the Town Manager probably, and the Manager would give it to the Commissioners.
The one word in there is we're recommending conditional approval. What are the other two?
What
are the other two?
Approving a conditional use is the term.
What are the other motions we're going to?
That's the only two that I would make now.
Well, I was actually looking for one that would approve the amendments to the draft ordinance, conditional use ordinance.
So that would just solidify the work we did. I think that's reasonable. I could put this aside and make the motion that we, as planning commissioners, approve the modifications that we made to the draft ordinance of March 23rd.
February 23rd.
I'm sorry, February 23rd at this meeting. And that would be the first motion.
I'll second that.
I'd like to still hear what the second and third motions are going to be.
The second one would be then to recommend that ordinance to the Town Commissioners, to forward that to the Town Commissioners with a recommendation to approve or deny.
Or deny, yeah. That second motion is not predetermined. You can make a motion. What you're looking for now is a second to a motion to accept the changes that were discussed today. And then subsequent to that, there could be a motion to make a recommendation for approval or denial. It just depends on what the... So your consideration of the present motion should have nothing to do with whether you can support the adoption of that ordinance.
Adoption of the ordinance. So the first ordinance is that I just seconded.
The first motion
that I just seconded is to accept today's amendments that we talked about.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, in general.
And
why I seconded that. And then there'll be another ordinance, there'll be another motion to forward it to the commissioners, is my understanding.
With a recommendation.
Yeah, with a recommendation. You'll, right.
The maker of the motion and seconder will determine what that recommendation is.
So you're clear on the first, are we clear on the first motion that Marty has made that I just seconded? To accept today's, Marty, you want to go ahead and explain it one more time?
I've made the motion that that the Planning Commissioners accept the modifications made today of the February 23rd draft ordinance, that ordinance being the approval of a conditional use application submitted by Dewey Beer and Food Company.
And I, Mike Harmer, second that motion by Marty.
Discussion.
Is there any further discussion? Mike, are you clear about Mike
Sarskevich? Again, I think if I don't know if we're putting the cart before the horse on the final decision whether we vote on the application of the restaurant in a specific setting. That's maybe, can you help clear it up for me? Is that going to be?
I'm not sure that I can. The motion before you is to accept the modifications to the ordinance. It's without respect to whether you can vote to support the ordinance.
Okay.
It's basically the basis you're going to use to determine
what the question is,
whether or not you will support
right.
a recommendation.
Right. Mm-hmm. Because your view of this application is based in large part on the terminology expressed in this ordinance. So you first need to clarify as best you can under these limitations what the terms are. So right now you've got a motion and a second to accept the amendments to the February 23rd version of this ordinance. And by voting for this or against this, you are not revealing or you're not committed to vote one way or the other on a subsequent motion.
And what would the subsequent motion
be? So the subsequent motion would be to...
It could be to adjourn.
Well...
it could be anything.
Now, well, I would anticipate a subsequent motion to be to refer this amended draft language to the commissioners with a recommendation, either to approve or to reject. And that would be the second motion. And then the third motion would be to approve specific language for the report to go along with the recommendation.
Okay. I understand that. Well, so it would have to be seconded and approved.
The next one, yeah.
The next one. All of them would have to be seconded.
Yeah.
Well, Fred might be right. We might. The next motion might be.
Might be throwing money out here. Then, if that's the case, then bear with me for a couple of minutes because I just want to go on record about what I understand my motion is going to be based upon, and I want to, you know, clear that it's pertaining to this specific site. Okay, just in case motions happen. I'll go quickly. This is an RB2 zoning at middle level of commercial intensity. I reviewed the traffic control problems, no off-street delivery pickup for barrels or buses, Route 1, people have already, and I understand, there's a problem for dangerous U-turns being made there if somebody is parking on Route 1. For bicycles, runners, infant strollers, jogger strollers being parked, you know, somebody's parked in that Route 1 lane. Problems there. Jim Davis has already informed us that the town police department does not enforce that.
Clarification. They don't. For short-term delivery, they allow short-term delivery as long as it's not obstructing traffic. They give the benefit to the business community. If it's obstructing a safety violation, they will enforce it.
Okay.
But it's not a strict, if you stop for a second, they're going to come out and chase you away.
Salisbury Street, from what I see, the delivery area still infringes into the parking for the patrons and the cartways, and it will be interfering with traffic to and from Route 1. It's a dangerous intersection, it could be. DelDOT has given us a letter of no objection. They don't control our traffic problems. They had no objection given on the Hyatt. We had that Dagsworthy Street problem to deal with. Trash. Yeah, we've addressed that. They're going to store it indoors, fine. You know, just hope we don't have a trash problem there. Odor, I've listened to all the testimony and the possibilities of controlling the odor, what is offensive, what isn't, and I don't see where we can control the odor so that it would guarantee the residents, you know, of the best use of their properties in an oceanfront community. Condition 35, we took out. refer to the IBC code on the percentage of the accessory use. Brew pubs have been offered, Iron Hill and the Dogfish have been offered as examples of how the operation's going to run. But each one of those restaurants that I visited or looked up on Google, they all have off-street parking for delivery and plenty of substantial room for storage. None of them were using a commercial area and a residential area that could create these problems. And as a matter of record, I think just for precedent reasons, if anything else comes before this committee, the site plan was defective and incomplete as far as I'm concerned on the planning commission level. It would be establishing a harmful precedent if we continue to allow site plans to come across here with the defectiveness that these have had. For instance, we've asked for certification. No certification was given. We asked for details. No details were given that we asked for. You know, I think early on, we in the back of our mind, we recognized this as a prototype operation. You know, that the applicants admitted they've never really been involved in anything like this before on a management or owner level. So it's, in my opinion, it's sort of like a prototype operation. And we've asked for, it could have permanent damaging consequences to the neighborhood. We've asked for specifics regarding their business type, creative plans, and, you know, and so forth. And the applicants came forth today and gave us a little more information, but all along the route of this process, they were denying us information that we thought were concerns. And I think if the Planning Commission continues to allow this to happen, we're setting another dangerous or harmful precedent to the town. We've asked for details showing the existing walls between the commercial and the residential use, which isn't a real big thing, but none of that's been detailed. And we recognize, or I recognize, the possible encroachment onto the north side, and you know, we really haven't addressed that. So the point I'm making is that based upon this site and the information that we required, it's been a battle. We haven't been given a lot of the information, in my opinion. And if we continue to let plans like this come in on the Planning Commission level, we're setting a very bad precedent.
I'd like to respond in one area. You're speaking for yourself. You're not speaking for the entire
commission. Exactly.
So clarify that, because you keep saying we.
We did ask for special concerns.
In some aspects, but some of it was not actually supported. For example, you asked for certified copies, engineering sign-offs, and you were not supported by the entire commission on that.
Well, yes, it was. In our first submission to the applicant, that was part of the concerns that we sent in.
I'm just telling you my opinion.
That was some of the concerns we sent in.
Fine. Many of those comments, I think, are germane to the, hopefully germane to the next motion.
I have no comment on this.
I'll call the question. Once again, the question is related to approving as a body the amendments that we made to the February 23rd dated draft ordinance. And the process for that approval will be I will make the changes and pass them by all of the members of the commission who will tell me whether or not they're accurate in their opinion or not, and Fred Townsend for legal advice. So all in favor, say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstaining? So that's, Mike, were you a yes?
I was a yes.
Okay, so that's 6-0 yes. And so, Marty, I think we would then entertain essentially your more detailed
motion. I wanted to dismiss it and really take care of the business of the Planning Commission that they did today. But the motion, second motion, is that I move that the Planning Commissioners recommend to the Town Commissioners the draft ordinance of February 23rd of this working group, as amended by discussion and agreement of the Planning Commissioners on March 1st, that's today's meeting, and that ordinance would approve a conditional use for a restaurant business with Delaware ADCC restaurant and brew pub license at 2100 Coastal Highway.
And I'll second that. Mike Harmer. I'll go ahead, since I'm talking, I'll go ahead and do my talk in between here before the vote.
Well, so there's two issues here. This will be a roll call vote. And when you vote individually, there will be an opportunity to explain why you're voting that way. If there is any discussion about the actual motion, we should have discussion about the motion. And here, sensing that there is none, then I would call for the votes, and I'd probably start one end of the table or the other. I don't care which end. And ask you to explain your rationale for your vote. So again, this would be a vote to send the amended ordinance to the town commissioners with a recommendation, yay or nay.
May I just say?
Yes.
That's an appropriate way to proceed. If the group is uncomfortable with that, I think you could say that you'd use this period for deliberations, and that you could express.
Fine.
You could express your position.
I'm fine.
Then when it comes time to vote, you could say for the reasons that I gave. But you need to make it clear why you support or don't support the motion.
Do you think it would be, Fred, do you think it would be more productive to use this as a discussion or to just...
I think sometimes it's helpful for the group to hear that some of its members are in favor of the motion for a particular reason, and they plan to support it when they're recognized for these reasons, and that others may plan not to support the motion for these reasons. And I think that can be helpful to you all when it's time to actually cast your vote.
Okay.
So you're not casting your vote blindly of your fellow members.
So I believe we've heard from Mike Pereskevich on his issues. Mike Harmer?
All right. I'm going to support the motion and vote yes. I think that the restaurant, that it's currently a restaurant, and it's going to be a restaurant in the end with a use where they're going to be brewing some beer there. So I think that the tours are well planned, they're off season, and that I think would not be a huge issue, because parking is not a major issue in the off season. And I think it was professionally presented as to what their plan is, as far as what's going to happen with the bus and the people, and they're going to try to limit it to about 20 people. I also want to thank our town attorney, Mr. Townsend, for his guidance, leading us down the road of, I'll call it, trying to stay away from the authority of the state versus the authority of the town. And so I think he's done a decent job of that. So thank you there, Mr. Townsend. I also welcome a full-time, year-round restaurant with fine food in Dewey Beach. Absolute. Nothing against Rehoboth Beach, but it's a pain, to go down to Rehoboth Beach. So it's a nice place to go. I don't argue, but if we can have a full-time restaurant in Dewey Beach, it's a great thing. I wish the applicant the best of luck trying to make that financial model work, but that's not any of my business. So I think that they've said that they would adhere to agencies, permitting authorities, rules, and regulations, and we do have a letter of no objection from Delaware Division of Transportation, and a similar letter from Sussex County Conservation District. I've seen brew pubs in existence and operations, and I'm convinced that we're trying to do similar as far as a decent menu, good food, to be paired with the product, the beer product. I think that one of the owners, Mr. Bunting, maybe the others, are full-time residents, and think as a full-time resident, I'm not, but as a full-time resident, they are probably going to try to have a non-intrusive operation. So I believe that they're going to try to do that. And I believe that if they don't, that they'll probably get some pressure from the town authorities. So, you know, we did hear from some folks. There's more against than not that we heard from, but that was a representation of about 19 individuals. I took that into consideration, but I still am going to support this. And in the future, maybe the town, we can work, you know, we've got a lot on our plate going forward with the flood ordinance issues and changes like that, but as we go forward, hopefully we can work with the commissioners and try to improve or help assist Mr. Mears or assist the building department and the town in trying to get better representation of what we would like to see as a planning commission, what are our requirements, our checklists and minimal checklists, and you get rejected if you don't meet those and things like that. That's another for another day. And that's all I'm going to say. Thank you.
Okay. Jim?
You're a tough act to follow. I also am going to support the Restaurant Brew Pub. I think it's going to be a good addition to the town. I think you gentlemen have done a good job in working with us. I know it's been difficult at times, and I feel that you've made a very genuine effort to accommodate some of the concerns that some of us have had. I don't think this is going to be an unsafe operation. I don't think this is going to be any more difficult as far as parking and getting people in and out and deliveries in and out, other than some of the other restaurants that we have in town. And I think with the ordinance that we just recommended and passed, I think those conditions, I have no doubt that you will trust, we trust you to work with our town. Mr. Bunning, I know you've put a lot of time and effort into it. Brandon, I know where you live, so I know where to get you if something goes bad. But I think you all have done a good job in presenting this. So and for the same reasons that you have brought up, we've gone back and forth on a lot of conditions, and I think with the regulations that hopefully everybody agrees upon, it'll be a good operation for the town. And thank you for taking the time to work with us.
Martin?
I have some comments, and I guess I wouldn't say until I hear all the comments from commissioners. I haven't made up my mind, but my tendency right now is very strongly to support the work. I think what I was very pleased at this morning to hear about things like brand development and marketing outlets for this Dewey Beach location, but that the business would grow in the future on an off-site location for industrial site that I'm familiar with, the brewery. And that clearly is a is the model that we see for Dogfish Head and others, where you obviously can get in facilities very very easily and obviously much more inexpensively than you do in Dewey. So.
Don.
Okay. I'm going to vote yes on the motions. To be candid with you, I came to this process with concerns about whether the original application was appropriate for our town. Every concern that I had has been addressed by Mr. Bunting in a positive way. So I, you know, just by extension, it ends up being a yes.
Okay. And while I entered this process with lots of hopes and lots of concerns, the hopes being year-round craft food paired with craft beer, run by some people who have strong positive name recognition in the town, I thought would be a good thing. Lots of reservations about this not being an accessory use in a 100-seat restaurant on a busy beach block corner. And the applicants have heard my concerns, and as have my fellow commissioners. Clearly, if they're going to brew to the max and ship all of that product largely off-site, then it's not a small restaurant. It's a manufacturing and wholesale operation, which is not appropriate for the town of Dewey Beach. However, I believe with the voluntary conditions that they've accepted, in real particular, the limit of 800 barrels that they would sell wholesale, and the other conditions about their agreement, their voluntary agreement to limit operations, and their parking plans, and a lot of the information provided to us here today that address, I think, a lot of real concerns as to whether, A, this brewery pub is going to be an accessory use to a restaurant, and whether, B, the activities on the site are going to be too intense for that location. Again, it's a corner lot, small restaurant corner lot, the entry to the beach in Dewey Beach. I think we have, so as I said, with the voluntary conditions and the clarification of many of the logistics, that I would be able to support this. And so I will now call the vote, and we'll start with Dr. Seitz.
I vote to approve the motion.
I vote to approve the motion.
For the reasons that you stated.
Yeah,
you don't need to recite them. Just
for the reasons I stated, particularly with the concept of growing in the future on an off-site location, we're growing beer.
I vote no. I still have concerns about the parking, the deliveries. Not even being able to control some of the nuisances, and relying too much on character versus facts. No.
Mike Parmer, I vote yes for all the reasons stated.
Jim Dees, I vote yes for all the reasons previously stated.
And David King, I vote yes for all of the reasons stated, in particular the ability of them to be a restaurant, not be a nuisance, and to follow the Dogfish Head model, which is to grow off-site and not act as a inappropriate use in the town. So the third motion would be to recommend this to the town commissioners with a report, and I would like to read a draft report for your consideration. So it's a memorandum, date March 1st, to Dewey Beach Town Commissioners from David King, Chair of the Planning Commission, subject to report of the Planning Commission regarding Dewey Beer and Food Company's conditional use application. On January 11, 2014, you referred a conditional use application from Dewey Beer and Food Company, the applicant, for operation of a 110-seat restaurant with ABCC, restaurant alcohol and brewery pub licenses at 2100 Coastal Highway. The Planning Commission held a series of meetings and public hearings on February 1st, February 22nd, and March 1st, 2014, to gather information and public input and to render a finding regarding the appropriateness of such an operation at this location and conditions that should be imposed to protect the health, safety, and welfare of the community. This memorandum is offered as the requested report and includes the Planning Commission's recommendations. Based on its discussions and public input received in response to this application prior to the end of its March 1st meeting, the Planning Commission considered a wide range of conditions to attempt to regulate operations in a manner consistent with RB2 zoning requirements and the nature of this specific site. The final draft conditional use approval ordinance developed through this process is attached. This draft ordinance was put to a roll call vote of the members of the Planning Commission. The vote was 5 in favor, 1 opposed, recommending approval under this set of conditions. A list of pros and cons are included in the attached draft minutes, and I will report all of the comments made by the commissioners in the minutes, and it will be attached herein. In bringing a favorable recommendation to the town commissioners, we wish to note, while not required by town zoning code, the applicant should be encouraged to consider the application, the addition of at least one or more women's or unisex restaurants for patron use. That wasn't discussed here. That was discussed at our prior meeting as something to be made in our recommendation. Our recommendation is based on preliminary site plans that were not certified as being accurate, and therefore any approval would have to be conditioned on all renovation or redevelopment being contained in the existing commercial spaces tested earlier by the applicant, and prohibit any additions or modifications of the existing residential or exterior open use spaces. That seems still consistent with the representation by the applicant. This again was not discussed today, but was discussed as being included as a note in our final report. The third point would be Mike Periskevich's comments about accessory use from the IBC. The fourth would be that before their final approval, the town commissioners get a record statement from the applicant approving the ordinance.
I make a motion that the planning commissioners consider the motion is to approve the letter from the
report.
Chairman. Report from the chairman to the town commissioners.
I'll second.
Any discussion?
I'm not sure why you're including the IBC when we've already put it into the part of the ordinance. And since we really haven't fully...
We haven't put it in...
No, we said to apply to the county permits, and that's inherent in the county permits. You have to... any construction, we comply with IBCC, so why are we including that again? It seems to be redundant.
It's pretty important.
Even though it's redundant.
It's just important as additional bathroom.
Yeah, I think he's just respecting Mr. Perichev's comments and put it in there, just for an informational piece for commissioners to consider.
And you're
just discussing.
And the other thing is the bathroom. I know we've talked about it, but we're asking for, what are we asking for?
We're just asking the applicant to consider it, as we did with Grotto when we approved the Grotto's expansion on the deck. We asked them to consider modifying the bathroom plans. And I don't even remember if they did. Sure. So they didn't.
I don't think so.
It's still good language.
Okay. It makes you feel better.
So with no further discussion, all in favor of the motion to send this?
Yes.
So that's unanimous. Any commissioner comments? Any comments from the public? Diane Hansen.
I would just like to thank you all for all the work that you put into this and the time and so forth. So I appreciate your professionalism and I appreciate all the work that you've done.
Mike, thank you. I have one thing I just want to say. I'm going to give each commissioner a copy of the FEMA flood map for this area because, you know, it shows the AE and VE and stuff just for preparation for the next upcoming meetings. You can find this online, but just so you have a hard copy, just in case.
Is this the current version or are they coming out with another version?
This is, it says what it is, so I don't know if they're coming out with a revision,
but I think they're coming out with another one
just
in March.
Just something for you to have.
No, it's not going to be until,
It's
not going to be until the
Do you want a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn, second.
All in favor?
Aye. All done. You can tell me if it's the wrong version.
So they're not coming out till when?
They're not going to be enforced until they keep rolling back the deadline.
Yeah, you can.
Hey, you know what? I'm out of plug then.
Two meetings you made by Georgia.
I'm right over here.
That does cross the street. This is Salisbury, and this is Dawn.
You're
in the flood zone.
Oh, I can't. Where are we? Oh, yeah. Is this the street? Here's the street.
I had nothing to do with that.
Damn you, the hell.